Okay, let's move on to barrier number two, which is the fear of not being liked. We all feel this way. Oftentimes, we do things to impress others or even receive validation at our own expense and at our own happiness than anything else. So the first key to this is authenticity. I cannot express that enough. And we hear this term so much, but really being authentic with ourselves increases self-esteem. It allows you to manifest and overcome fear. So stop comparing yourself to others. We're socialized to be competitive, so comparing ourselves to others is natural, but it is so, so, so dangerous. There's just no point in comparing yourself to anyone else on the planet because there's only one you. Rather, focus on yourself and your journey. That shift of energy alone will help you feel free. And stop thinking about what other people think. In that same vein, don't worry about what society thinks or expects of you. You can't make everyone happy. So it's a waste of time trying to do that, and it'll only slow you down to being able to live the life that you really, really want. And the last thing I'll say about being authentic and what goes hand in hand with authenticity is don't be afraid to let go of toxic people. Not everybody takes responsibility for the energy they put out in the world. So if there's someone who's bringing toxicity into your life and they won't take responsibility for it, that means that you need to take responsibility for it and step away from them. Don't be afraid to do this. It's actually kind of liberating and very important, even if it may at times be painful. Remember, you need to protect your energy. It's not rude or wrong to remove yourself from situations or the company of people that are draining you. Remember, oftentimes your energy is so related to your environment. So if you have a positive, uplifting, nourishing environment, you are going to vibe at a high level. If you are surrounded by people that are negative or toxic or depleting, that is what will become of your life. So you choose, what is it that you want to feel? Do you want to uplevel? Do you want to grow? Do you want to be happy and live in a state of bliss, or would you rather be depleted? And that also means taking care of others and bringing others up when they're down. I'm not telling you to abandon these people. I am telling you that you still have to protect your own energies and then still try at your best to be there for them and give them the resources that they need, but still take care of yourself first. If you can take care of yourself first, that's when you'll be able to take care of others. Think about what we hear on the plane, right? Please put your oxygen mask on first before you go to help others. Why did they say that? You need to put your oxygen mask on first. You need to protect your energies so that you can go ahead and be the best version of yourself and live your best life.